You're listening to the Eat My Stack Poker Podcast, brought to you by the eatmystack.co.uk Poker Forum. One time.
If I start off well, then I can see myself going all the way, basically. But we'll see how it goes. Can't predict these things.
You did well last time, did you, honestly? Were you at third?
Fourth, but I should have done a lot better in the end, but I can't complain. I got lucky, so...
I hope the lessons that I've given you yesterday, you know, work well for you.
Valuable experience, basically. Exactly. I've learned so much in the past day that I can't see myself not making day two, thanks to you, Jeff. So.
Mel's one of the best looking women we have on the forum because she lets me touch her bum. But apart from that, she did really good in the last festival where she managed to get through the second day.
Yeah, I bet Luke.
And hope you win a seat.
I will win a seat.
Hello, this is Scotty, our Aberdonian, tame Scotchman. He's cashed twice in the last two Virgin festivals, and he's now here on the third one, hoping to do another one. What's your chances, Scotty?
I've got about as much chance as I had in the last two, fair to middling. Not everybody gave me a chance the last two times. I proved them wrong. I'm going to just play the same game as I played the last twice, and hopefully either cash or take it down.
Just caught up with Robo Squirrel, one of the old stages of EMS, who done really good at the DTD challenge a fortnight ago in the same venue, came second. I think this is your first festival, isn't it?
Yeah, first festival.
How do you think you're going to do?
I think it's the biggest live event I've been to, so it's going to be a bit tricky, but it's a deep stack, so that should suit my game. And really just trying to get with some decent chips to day two and then push on from there.
Yeah, great. I see you've got the family with you as well, support.
Yep, first time we've been playing with my two sons, so key thing is to last longer than both of them.
Yeah.
Hopefully we will get on the final table and make it a big family affair.
Right, here we have Chris Bayliss.
Right, Jeff.
One of the biggest fish on the forum.
It's fair
by
point.
A long way. But he does cash regular.
I just run good.
You cashed last one?
The last one of these I did, yeah. Came fifth for 1,800 quid. Not too shabby.
Yeah. You reckon you get a good one today? Well, it's just we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I'll see how it goes. Obviously, playing, I'm pretty tight, as everyone knows. I only play like aces, that's about it. So the slow structure suits me. Use the first hour or so, see how it goes, and hopefully go from there.
I don't believe you. Not in a minute.
I occasionally play kings, but don't tell anyone.
He's a set miner. He's an absolute set miner. Right, here we've got Dave, 14 Ox, on the forum. He's the first time I've met him, first time he's been with the EMS at one of these festivals. Well, you've come, you've met.
Yeah, I've met the guys. The guys seem pretty sound. I don't know, I've been running quite well this week, so
if the cards hold up, might be we a chance of getting into the second day, maybe into cash, hopefully.
Good luck. Thank you. Here we have one of the old stages off the forum, Ken Jude. He didn't win a seat. I know he tried.
I'm a failure, Jeff.
An absolute
failure.
Well, you went, you tried. I've great sympathy. How many bubbles did you have to get a seat?
Oh, a couple. Exactly.
Yeah, so he's here. He's hoping to win a golden ticket. So best of luck, Ken.
Thank you, Jeff.
Here we have Jackman, one of the forum mods. He's always there, day and night. Spends more time on the forum than he does anything else. Go on, Andrew.
Is there a question in there yet, Jeff? I'm being interviewed. Come on.
Well, how do you fancy you're going to do? I know you had the pleasure of sitting next to me at the last forum.
Well, I'm hoping for the same pleasure again, especially if I have Maria Dimitriou on the other side. I'm just hoping I can get to the second day, really. That would do me, I think.
Great. Right. Here we have one of the nicer couples that we have on EMS. Volvo and Cider Monster, better known as Luke and Mel. What a double act. Both Brommies from Wolverhampton. Neither of them have got seats this time, even though they both got seats last festival, but they're both in their golden ticket. Good luck with that.
Thank you. Official rail card, beer bitch for the day.
Yeah.
That's my title.
That's my question.
Are you going to be the official beer bitches for the day? I think that's the best thing we can do.
I'll do my best in that capacity.
Yeah.
Keep everyone well oiled, well happy.
Hello, Neil, tall guy, lovely boy, lofty I call him. He's our latest TV star. He was on Sky Poker last week.
Last week, yeah.
Did very well.
Yeah, only lost 30 quid.
Bit unlucky with losing so much money, but you're here.
Yeah,
it's your first Virgin Festival, but no, second.
Second.
Sorry, you were here.
I was hobble boy last time.
Oh, right, well, let's hope for a better result this
time. Yeah, 12 hours play for no cash last time, so hopefully we've got a cash, and we'll see if my game's actually any good at the moment. No idea.
Great. Right, here we have Robert, Real Scott, one of our haggises from over the border. He's primarily a cash player, I know, but he has entered. He's come into this. This is your first festival?
Yeah, it's my first festival. Yeah.
Yeah. Came down last night, played the cash at DTD last night. Didn't win anything spectacular, but didn't lose a lot either.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, it's pretty break even. Yeah.
Had a good night. You've got the feel of the place.
Yeah, it's a nice place. It's, I don't know. It's a lot more spacious than I was expecting, and it's nice. It's nice. It's like I've never been, because I've been to Edinburgh before and everything's, you know, pushed up to the back. You go into the casino and it's like the card room's pushed all the way to the back. It's, you know, because obviously it's designed for this. It's nice.
Yeah, what you got to think about is this isn't a casino, it's a straight card room.
Exactly, it's designed for this.
Shaky Shark, Sean, long-standing member of not so much, I don't know how long you've been on EMS, but you've been I've known you for must be 3 years from the PNL, back in the old PNL days when you used to be regularly on the tables there.
That's right, yeah. Since PNL days, been playing regularly. Then had a bit of a break. That's when I started back up and got joined EMS, so yeah, I haven't been a full-time regular, but occasional contributor.
Yeah, smashing. Your first festival?
This is my first festival, yeah. It's about the third or fourth time I played live, so looking forward to it.
It's easy, you'll love it. Here we have Martin Crumble, one of the Hadfield family, on his own, been let out without my mother, the bag lady.
Yeah, it's just not the same without her here, I have to say. But what goes on tour stays on tour, that's what I always reckon.
Well, I won't tell a word what you do. I'll keep you away from the Virgin Girls. I know you'll be a bugger for them, but...
Well, there's no comparison, is there, really?
No, I mean, not a contest, really. Your first festival?
My first festival, and I'm really looking forward to it. Just less than an hour to go now. I've got my seat number. We're going to take it down tomorrow night, hopefully, so
You'll play your normal tight, aggressive game, I take it?
Well, I'm prepared to mix it up, depending on what happens.
Yeah, best of luck, mate.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
Dr. Frankie, my roommate in the hotel for the weekend. Somebody had to suffer, and he was the one that got it.
I think that's the highlight of the weekend, actually. Sod the poker. We're here to share a room with Jeff.
Thanks for that. Dean will be jealous. Your first Virgin Festival?
First Virgin Festival, first ever live experience. Had a little dabble in the tournament last night, just to see how things go. Hoping to have a good one today.
Yeah. Well, you tried. You had a look at it last night. I'm sure you'll do well. You normally do well in the EMS dues on the, but we have on the net. So good luck.
I just watched you last night, Jeff. Learn from the master.
Here we got Crespo 25, one of the longest standing members of the EMS.
The tallest,
one of the tallest anyway. Yeah, Limpalonga Crespo is well known as, but he's been cured of that lately.
First time at the festival?
No, this is the second festival. I managed to go out last hand of the first day on the first festival.
The Birmingham Festival.
The Birmingham Festival, yeah.
Yeah. How's your game? Your game's good at the minute, I believe.
I beg your pardon?
Your game's good at the minute.
Yes, I won one this morning, so I'm really on form.
There you go. Best of luck.
Thanks very much, and you.
Cheers. Mr. and Mrs. Volvo, who've just done a sit-and-go challenge, for a final tomorrow, for 50,000 air miles on Virgin. The two of them entered it, same table, and I think Luke will give us the result.
Well, Mel, it was a great effort, and she managed to come second for £45, which is not too bad.
It's great, thank you.
Unfortunately for Mel, she got owned heads up by the man that is Volvo.
He just didn't let me win, that was all.
It takes down £75 and a place in tomorrow's final.
No sex for Luke tonight.
Thanks very much, Mal. Now Tony will have a fit because someone's mentioned the S word. Right, okay, thanks now. We're at the Virgin final table, which they are now using for heads up for charity, which is to Virgin's charity Unite. Ken Snappet has just played
Chris
of Virgin Poker heads up for a £5 for charity. And here's Ken to tell us how it went.
Well, it was pretty up and down all game, and until the last hand, really, and I was quite a few chips ahead. Pushed all in, and obviously I was going to win because the fish called me. He had absolute rubbish, so what can you do? I mean, two aces on Virgin, what do you expect? And basically, I had a pair of queens, so it was obvious I was going to win it. You know, enough said.
Please.
Right, Chris, I've got to give you the right of reply on this. I know you came second, but go on then. I thought you had him owned earlier on.
I think he always gets fish and shark the wrong way around, I think. Yeah, because I think it's the luck, actually. Like, pocket aces, the pocket queens, and then a queen comes out on the river. That is just pure luck for him, really. That's no skill at all.
But what he actually forgets to mention is the number of times he did have aces in that game. And he's also got another computer by him, which we're certain is actually showing all the hole cards. And he still managed to lose. So, I mean, what does that tell you about Virgin? I mean, that just... Well, I nothing more to say.
Stop press. Ken Snappet accuses Virgin of using of super user accounts.
And they still lose.
Ollie is looking really disgusted because he's getting stuffed at the same table.
I'm chip leader over here.
Ollie, chip leader?
He's running scared here, let me tell you. I'm bullying him big time.
Well, okay, thanks, lad. See you later.
Then drop it on the floor and give it...
Right, here we go. Right, here we are with the one of the three that made it to the second day. Mr. Crumble. Well done, Martin.
Thank you, Jeff. It's been fun.
How many chips have you got?
I've got 39,600 chips, Jeff.
And the average is what?
I don't know what the average is. All I know is the blinds are up to 1,500, 3,000, with a running 300 ante. So I've got 13 big blinds, and they're not going to last me very long. There's 53 players left, with only 27 paid, so I fully expect to be bobble boy an hour and a half in tomorrow.
You never know your luck.
I never know your luck. I might hit that card rush that I've missed for the 12 hours we've played today. No, it's only 10, really.
No, you were lower than that at one point.
I was, yeah. Yeah, I was.
You've had a couple of...
I've nicked a few and I've made the most of my limited cards.
The split
I'm quite pleased with how I've played.
The split pot,
that was fantastic, yeah.
What was that?
That was, I thought I'd better double up before tomorrow. 20 minutes to go, so I pushed a re-raised with ace-queen all in. Ace Queen suited, spades, so obviously it's the nuts. Yeah. Unfortunately, someone didn't realise it was the nuts with Ace King on the button and called me. Luckily, the board came down two small pairs, twos and fours, I think it was, so we managed to split because the kickers didn't play. Fantastic. So that was an escape. But what I really wanted to do was double up, so I'm disappointed the Queen didn't hit on the river. But still, it's going well. I'm pleased to be there. I think Harry here has pretty good chances as well, because he's played particularly well today.
Thanks, Martin. Right. And also, we've got Harry B. All the way over from Ireland.
Yep.
Good day?
Yeah, it's a great day, yeah.
Your consistency again?
Wouldn't say that. I've been up and down.
You've done well at the team challenge. At the last festival, you made the final take. You made the final. The second day.
Final day, yeah.
Yeah. So you've had two good. Did you cash last time?
No.
You didn't make the cash.
No.
How many chips you got now?
38,300.
So you're about just short of the average.
Yeah, I think the average would be 47.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, I would say good luck tomorrow.
Yep. Look for a couple of hands.
Put it in. 14 Oxed. Dave, new member of the forum. You haven't been with us long, have you?
Yeah, about.
Well, you have, but I mean, you've.
About 8 weeks, I think, now.
Yeah, 8 weeks. Yeah. Qualified on the. Where did you qualify?
I qualified through one of the forum qualifiers, private qualifiers.
All right.
The last one that they did, the third one.
Right, yeah. You're now into the second day?
Yeah, just scraping in.
Scraped in. How many chips you got?
27,000.
Good. I saw your last hand.
Yeah.
Do you want to walk us through it?
It last hand was the guy on the big on the big blind was asking for a walk. Seems it was last hand. There was two flat callers. I'm in mid position with jacks. Sat with about, I think it was about 16, 17k then, and 16k it was. And they'd had two flat callers, so but rather than limping, scraping to the day after, I'll take my chance. I pushed all in, and the big blind, he had ace king, folded ace king. And the other two guys with flat call folded, so I picked up an extra 10,000 chips for tomorrow.
Yeah. Good move, yeah, great. See how it goes tomorrow. So there's three of you now.
Yeah, me, Crumble,
yourself, and
Harry B.
Harry B, yeah. He's, you're in some good company there. But there's some real big stacks in there at the minute.
Oh, yeah. So I think chip leader's near 200,000, isn't
it? Yeah, I played with the chip leader last night. He came third in the £20 rebuy. And he's a very good player. He's cashed three times this week and he's won two tournaments here this week. So he is really running hot.
Yeah.
So it'd be interesting to see what happened. He didn't play so well at the end last night, but I don't think he's a mug.
I won't mind getting moved to his table. Seems that I've hit quad tens twice today.
Have you? You've hit quad tens twice?
Yeah, twice. Must be a birthday present.
Yeah, must be. All right, well, good luck for tomorrow.
All right, cheers, thank you.
Okay. All right, this is Jeff Sheffer at day two. DTD Virgin Festival at Nottingham. Outside, I've got 7 cents here, and our newest forum member, Hucknall. Real name Roy. He's still in the fight. He's made the final day.
Yeah, I'm still in the final day.
How many chips you got, Roy?
40,000, that's all, but I'm hanging in there at the moment.
That's about average. Just below average?
Just below average, yeah.
Well, you're joining some good company because we've got three others in there about the same thing. It's not critical yet, but it's getting close.
No, I'm just pleased to have made the second day, quite frankly.
Well done.
It's only my third ever live tournament.
Smashing, well done. So. And you've been on with the boss, Ramchip.
I played with Ramchip virtually all day yesterday. He was on my table until he went out, so...
Great. So. And you're a mate of Bill...
Bill 4343.
4343.
Yeah, he's my oldest friend. We go back to the early 70s, so...
Great, and his son's qualified for the Sit and Go...
He's qualified for the Sit and Go final.
Great, right, I remember I railbirded Bill to win his seat.
Yes, he told me, I know, there was only two places. Actually, he just told me that in the car, and he said you were a great help, so...
Yeah, great. Yeah. Smashing. Right, nice to meet you, Roy, anyway. Speak to you later. Cheers.
Some poor dude just had his aces cracked by 5-6 off. Now he is smashing up his laptop. Maybe he should have signed up to eatmystack.co.uk and posted in the BBV section. Visit eatmystack.co.uk to ease the pain.
Baz finished third in PokerStars World Championship of Online Poker Event 1 and won over $87,000, of which over $50,000 was paid out to his backers. He won Full Tilt Online Poker Series Event 4 for over $48,000, returning over $20,000 to his backers. Are you a winning player and looking for backers to help you move up to the next level? Or perhaps you simply want to buy a piece of the action? Stakershark.com, the UK's top poker staking community.
At PokerFreeRollWorld.com, all our games are free. That's right, 100% free. No need to deposit, so you can play risk-free. Only free poker at PokerFreeRollWorld.com. Sign up today at PokerFreeRollWorld.com. It's free.
Right, we're at Outside Dusk Till Dawn, second day, and we've got Wills 14, Paul, son of Bill 4343. He joined the forum months ago, but he's only just posted. But he's managed to get himself onto the final day of the Sit and Go Challenge, trying to keep up the EMS record of winning the last two on the last two festivals. We'll see if we can get another one in the third one. What are you rating your chances then?
Pretty high. Sit and Go is my single table. Sit and Go is my favourite. I think I'm strongest at. So wait and see.
Great. Best of luck. You got Chris Bayliss on, he's in there as well. He won the EMS Sit and Go Challenge that we play every time we do one of these. And Wolvo lad, in with a funny haircut, you can't miss him. he qualified on his own because he went out of the main event pretty early. So there's three of you in it. Best of luck.
Thanks.
Right, we're at day two, outside Dusk Till Dawn, Virgin Poker Festival. And I've got one of the stalwarts of the forum, seventh, Woody. What do you reckon of it so far then?
Yeah, it's been an excellent tournament. Much better poker room than in the last place we went to. Great quality of dealers, and in my opinion, the quality of the poker has been much better here. It's a great venue, and really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed the weekend.
Great. How did you get on? I know you went out late on yesterday.
Yeah, I found it tough in the last two levels. Just went card dead and couldn't find any options to shove. Just found myself dwindling down and had to shove, open shoved with 3-6 and then open shoved again with King 2 and got called down and just couldn't improve. I just felt like I needed to get up to the average stack or bust out. So I felt like I played well, but a bit disappointed not to make the second day, really.
Yeah, great. Right, well, we're going to go into the headhunters,
yeah,
I suppose.
Go and shout on the boys in the left in the main event. I'm looking forward to watching Crumble, the legend that is Crumble, final table. So fingers crossed for the boys, and we'll keep our eye on the Sit and Go Challenge as well.
Smashing. Thanks, Woody.
No problem.
Catch you later. Here we are with Joe, boss of Virgin Poker, or one of them.
Yes.
I always call him Ollie because he looks like him. But never mind. How have you felt? Have we gone over the weekend?
It's been a really good weekend. Obviously, it's our third one. The first two were quite chaotic. This one, D2D is such a fantastic venue. They do everything for you. It's meant that I can stand at the bar all day and watch everyone else do the work. And everyone seems to enjoy it. Lots of poker being played. I think a record for the number of consecutive tables playing poker at D2D yesterday, so that's always good to have. And you guys even did okay in the M4M Challenge.
Well, yeah, we had a little win on that, which was expected, because we've not won it yet. It's the first time, it's the only thing we haven't won, I think.
Poached the main event. You're like Poker Stars with the main event, hanging around the final table trying to throw your shirt on the potential winners.
Yeah, well, we will get one eventually.
I'm sure you will. Have you got any people left in today?
Yeah, we've got three regular forum members. We've co-opted another one, as usual.
There you go, that's the end.
But he's a friend of a friend of the of a forum member, and he's regularly... He's regular to the events. But they're all short stacked, to be honest.
Okay. Well, because we want some of your boys, because we want all you round the final table, yeah. Come 8 o'clock,
well,
cheering.
Hopefully we'll get somebody there. Yeah. But if
and if not, you'll adopt someone.
We'll adopt someone. Whoever's going to win it is going to end up with an EMS shirt on.
Fantastic.
You know the way it works.
Yeah.
But we've also got three in the sit and go.
Yeah, we've got a tradition to keep it there.
Well, we've won the first one, we won the second one, we want to go for the third.
So three times.
So it's the third time on that one. As I say, we've won the forum challenge, which we'd never won, so we're quite happy with that. And like you, we think the place is absolutely fantastic.
It is.
I mean, we were here a couple of weeks ago for the DTD forum challenge, and we won that as well. We've had a really... They haven't been out to do enough for us. It's been a really good
venue. We've had that as well. I mean, the guys at Aspers and Birmingham were both very good and very helpful, but this is just a different level of sort of professionalism, I suppose.
Yeah, I think we feel that they've lifted the bar here. The bar's gone a lot higher than what it was at the other two venues.
And are you guys playing in the Terminator? Are you sitting down for that?
I think we've got about 20 in it so far.
Awesome. So there might be a bit of infighting as you take the £10 picture of the heads.
Guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Cracking.
Anyway, thanks very much, Joe.
Hey, Probs, good luck.
Thanks very much.
Cheers.
Right, here we have Ted, one of the main men at Virgin Poker. Our view, I mean, we've had a word with Joe and we've had a word with... We will have a word with Ollie, no doubt. I think this has been one of the best events that you've organised. Out of the three, I think this is the one that everyone's thought was really good.
Top
event as far as we've been concerned.
Well, thank you. I mean, we try our best. Finding venues is going to get harder and harder because, you've got to meet the demand. But, we're coping with it at the moment. So, yeah, well, thanks a lot for those comments.
There has been a concern... A small concern that perhaps the events are a bit too close together. With we've had three in the space of 9 months, something like that. And there's only been a few weeks really between this and the Newcastle one.
Sure.
Any hot off the press news on when the next one's going to be?
The next one. I'm not sure. I'll check it out with Joe, but pretty sure we're about 95% sure it's going to be in London, Loose Cannons. In terms of the actual, fitting in the schedule, I mean, we never wanted this to be so much of a poker tour, like a UKBT. So we do try to stagnate them between, give them about a two month break. But this is part of our marketing strategy as a poker company, and we feel that we are attracting players who want to play these kind of big tournaments with small reasonable buy-ins. So I think this is definitely the festival is definitely going to be part of how Virgin Poker move forward. And how we cultivate our players.
Yeah, very good. I mean, I can only say that I know we've got like about 50 players here from here, Eat My Stack, and we always have a good time. We enjoy beating you heads up, regular.
And I'd say that's nothing to blog about, really.
It's very amusing to watch you yourself playing the cash game.
Yeah. I like to call it bingo.
Yeah.
I've done two jobs.
Yeah, well, anyway, thanks very much, Ted.
Great. No problem, the chef. Take care, man.
Hi, Ollie, Joe, Ted, whatever we want to call you.
You can just call me anything you like.
No, Ollie.
We've had a great time.
Well, that's wonderful. Wonderful to hear. Everyone seems to have, yeah, just come with a really good spirit. Just like, we're going to come here and we're going to have fun.
We're going to have fun. Yeah, well, you know, Eat My Stack, that's our middle name. We're going to have fun.
The Eat My Stack boys, all the festivals, they've really stood out. The clothing, the attitude, the general friendliness and enthusiasm for it has been great from the EMS boys.
Have you enjoyed the Heads Up challenge that you put up? I hope you've made lots of money for the for the charity.
You've seen some of my performances. It's been sketchy, to say the least.
Yeah. Well, yeah, get yourself on the forum. We'll soon teach you how to play it.
That's a very kind offer.
And don't forget, Ted's already on there because he wants to learn how to play Cash.
Well, if Ted's been on there, that's not a good advert for good poker playing.
Yeah, but he's learning.
Okay.
We've got Mr. Chipstar sorting him out, don't worry.
Okay, good stuff.
Okay, thanks very much, Ollie. It's been a great event.
Excellent, thanks very much. Cheers.
Hopefully we'll see you at the next one.
Great stuff.
Smashing.
See you there.
Thanks, now.
Yes, a fireman.
Well, here we are outside DTD at the end of the second day dinner break. Simon, with Simon Trumper, tournament director. Good event, enjoyed it?
Oh, it's gone fantastically well. There was 259 players started yesterday. We managed to get the field down to 52 that returned for the second day, started at 1 o'clock, bang on time, as all our events do. And we're now down to the final 14. So prize money is at £362 for the next player out. Then it jumps up to £456, and then the final table goes from £656 up to £10,800. So it's getting pretty exciting and tense in there. These players, most of them have qualified for as little as £5. So it's a shot at some serious money.
Yeah, but it's an excellent event. I must admit, from all at Eat My Stack, we've had a really good time here. It's been a marvellous run, and the hospitality and everything. I know it's a lot to down to you, because I know Virgin threw it all over to you, like to keep run everything and everything, and the side events and everything has been really well done. All our members have had a really good time. We've been here as well for the Dusk Till Dawn Challenge. We enjoyed our time there, and I think we'll definitely be looking at Dusk Till Dawn for an event.
That'd be great. Yeah, I mean, we'd love to host an event for you guys. I mean, I assume Eat My Stack would have probably, what, 60 to 80 runners?
Last year we had 85 runners.
Fantastic. And, well, I'm sure we could run a great event for you guys.
I'm sure we could get a few more than that. I mean, that was that's getting on for 18 months ago now. We've virtually doubled in size since then.
Have you?
Yeah. Now, allegedly, the number one poker forum in the UK.
Well, and growing all the time. That's a great achievement. Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for coming. I hope we'll see you again.
Hopefully you'll be at the
WSOP
next week.
Be great if we could. We have a story there. One of the guys who's just leaving, he won an entry to the main event, the World Series of Poker, and he can't go because he's got to go to his brother-in-law's wedding. And he hadn't considered selling the seat, so I suggested that I will play for him. And he likes the idea. So he's contacted the people he won the seat off, and if they agree, I'll be playing the main event on his behalf.
Lovely. Would you have played it anyway? Would you have bought in for
no,
it? Or?
No, I did try to qualify. I was in Vegas last week, and I tried once to qualify in a $1,000 mega satellite. I finished seventh with two seats available, and but it's too much hassle to spend $10,000. I've got my daughter's wedding on next Thursday as well, so I'd have to play day 1D. I'd have to take more time off work, so... obviously, if a situation like this comes up where I can get him for free, I'm going to take it. But other than that, no, I wouldn't have played it.
Yeah, well, good luck. I hope you get a chance.
Yeah, well, you know, got to take these chances in life, haven't you?
You've been known to do a bit, haven't you, now and again?
I've done all right over there, yeah. I've had a couple of decent results. Come fourth in the 3,000-day limit, knocked out by Johnny Chan. And I came fifth in the 10,000 Polymer Omaha the year that I was number one in Europe.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, I remember that one, yeah.
So goes back a bit.
Jesus, 3 years ago. Now.
Yeah, but I mean, I haven't really played much for the last 2 years. So it would be nice to... I've played the last 8 times the main event, and I haven't even made day 2 for the last 4 years. So that's why I wouldn't risk $10,000 of my own money. Yeah.
It's a bit of a lottery, I suppose, isn't it? But somebody's got to win it. You've got to be in it to win it.
Absolutely. And look at John Kalmar last year. He made it all the way through 8,000 players and finished fifth.
Yeah.
Got himself a sponsorship deal with Ladbrokes this year. So good luck to John and all the other Brits that are still over there. and let's hope some of them bring back some money. Sam Trickett came fourth yesterday in the 5,000 shorthanded. Yeah. He's a regular here at Dusteldorne. He won $246,000 last night.
Nice.
So let's hope some of these big names come back to the UK and find their way up for one of our festivals later in the year here at Dusteldorne.
Yeah, great. Thanks very much. Well, thanks very much, Simon. It's been a lovely event.
Thanks for that. I really appreciate all your comments.
Cheers. Thanks very much. Bye.
Well, sports fans, here we are outside DTD. The final day, or the final hours of the Virgin Poker Festival. We've had a bit of a disappointment where we haven't got an EMSer onto the final table. But congratulations to Harry B. He's had a real good tournament, and I think he's finished about 14th, 15th. Got in the cash, so has Crumble. So well done to you as well, Martin. The ups of the weekend are that we won the Forum Challenge comprehensively. We shattered them all, which is what we wanted, which was one of the things that I wanted to see personally, because it's the one thing I think we should have had in previous festivals. We're at the end of the festival. We've got two of the EMS caches. Can't find the third one. 14 Knox ended up coming in, I think it was 15th. 16th. Oh, beg your pardon. 14.
27.
Missed the money.
27. First money place.
Right. Martin, 26. Mr. Crumble.
Hello.
Where did you finish?
26. Second money place.
Second money place. Yeah. Well done, that man.
Well, I'm gutted really because I wanted to win it, but hey, you know, I was just trying to get another double up and didn't work. You know.
You would only have had to share the money with the bag lady.
Well, that would be a pleasure.
That would be a pleasure. Right, thanks, mine.
Thanks,
Enjoy
Jeff.
Enjoy it.
Oh, fantastic, yeah. This is a great venue, and the Virgin staff are fantastic. Right. So, can't say more, can you?
Yep, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Right, and our best finisher, Harry B. Harry EMS he is now. You're not Harry. Are you Harry B on the forum?
Yeah.
He's Harry B on the forum. Stephen, everywhere else. And Harry EMS on Virgin. All the way from Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
Good trip.
Yeah, it was good. Good time here.
Great.
Yeah.
Did you have it 14th down here?
15th.
15th. Yeah. Good. Just missed it by six places off the money, but you've beaten.
Totally carded.
245 people have gone before you. Well played, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, fine. Thanks, Harry. Have a good trip home.
Thank you.
And I trust we'll see you for the next one.
See you in the next one. Yep.
Great. Thanks, Harry.
Cheers.
Bye now. Well done to all those that attended. I think we've had a really excellent time. Thanks to DTD. Really top class venue, without a doubt. Thanks very much. This is Jeff Sheff signing off for Eat My Stack number 2 podcast.